Hi, welcome to Water Rights. This is Don Wright. We're going to be looking at the Exchange Contractors Board meeting from August 4th, 2023. The Exchange Contractors Board of Directors met on Friday, August 4th, 2023 at its Los Banos headquarters and by telephone. Members of the public were asked to attend by phone. Also, they're back to starting at 8 a.m. again. For a while, the start time was 9 a.m., but since I'm no longer driving to Los Banos, it's still all good. One of these days, ExCon and the San Luis Delta Mendota Water Authority will merge their offices into one building that will also house a museum. I expect a glorious boardroom where everyone has a seat and plenty of power outlets to plug in a computer. That'd be nice. The meeting. The meeting began with Chairman Chris Gardella leading the flag salute. Executive Officer Chris White announced there needs to be an addition to the agenda since it was posted, item 12C, in the legislative report. The board agreed. Director Mike Stearns was on the phone, but his location wasn't published in time, so he can comment but not vote. Then, as if that wasn't enough excitement, they moved item 10B to after closed session. The minutes were approved, and there was no public comment. Joanne White gave the money talk, and as usual, she did such a good job, the board voted to pay its bills and approve her report. Water Report. Water Master Adam Hoffman said, "Winter has finally come to an end. There is more than 2.1 million acre feet released from Millerton Lake so far. Bryant Dam is currently releasing 300 cubic feet per second, and about 125 cubic feet per second is making it to Sac Dam, which is the target. Lake Shasta is close to 4 million acre feet in storage, I believe. San Luis Reservoir is full. Unfortunately, you can't see the charts and graphs presented when you're listening on the phone, and they were not included with the agenda, but all of this is public record, and if you want more detail, you can look it up there. There have been spills on Fryant Dam, but they should now end, and Millerton Lake will begin to draw down. I think this weekend. Same for Pine Flat on the Kings River. The Jones plant is pumping at 5 units and should continue through the end of September. There could be X2 consideration starting in October. That is the measurement of salinity intrusion from the San Francisco Bay into the Delta. If this X2 line moves too far upstream, more through delta flows are used to push it back to the west. That means less water to pump to the south. The delta is ground zero for so much of the water issues in California. The area hasn't been natural since the gold rush in the 19th century. Before then, there weren't any dams, and salt water would have made its way clear up into Stockton and Sacramento during the dry years. Islands were also really islands, but now many of them have a surface area that's below the waterline of the rivers and have to be maintained by levees. Executive Director Report. White said the office is buzzing with operational issues. Now that flooding is no longer a threat, he's been working on transfers and legislative response. It's been a short report. Policy. Steve Chedister said he'll also be brief. The Mendota Pool, I think he meant the fish screen design, is on its way to reaching the 90% design milestone. There's been 5 Rubicon gates ordered, and that's it for the San Joaquin River Restoration Program. Chedister said Orestimba Creek project construction started last month. The earthwork is almost completely finished, and they are starting to do concrete pours on the check structures right away. The NEPA CEQA permit is filled out, and the geotechnical work is wrapping up. Did you know a Water Rights audience makes the irrigation decision for more than 4.5 million acres of farmland in California? If you have products and services you want to put in front of this exclusive demographic, get in touch with us. After all, you're listening to this, so are they. Next item was government mischief, and David Corey reported that the, what I call, so-called environmental justice NGO mob is challenging the groundwater protection program, but they didn't file their petition before the State Water Resources Control Board in a timely manner. So we'll see. On a more local level, the regional board said the nitrate issue could sweep in more restrictive regulations, but the township has been selected as the boundary line's per measurement unit. There are agreements being developed with other agencies and interests on how to best deal with these new goals. Legislative report. White said on the state side, the big three dangerous bills have been tamed due to the joint lobbying from a broad group of opposition. The state legislature is on recess at the moment. On the federal side, I think they're also on recess in Washington, D.C. I think I heard White say the Department of Interior's Assistant Secretary for Water and Science, Tanya Trujillo, has resigned, and she's been replaced, but I didn't catch the person's name. The board will be looking to update its lobbying efforts on the federal side, and an ad hoc committee has come up with a recommendation. This is the item 12C that was added. The proposal was attached to the board packet to look at. The cost will be $47,500 annually, at least for the first year. Invariant is the name of the firm, and it will be dealing with federal matters. The board approved. Public relations. White said he'll ask Lighthouse Public Affairs to report at the October meeting and give an update on what they've been up to and justify their existence. Attorney report. Andy McClure reported that this never-ending GSP protest for a plan that was never implemented is still being litigated. The Del Puerto Canyon suit from some Friant members is going to court on appeal, I believe. The Sierra Club suit has had a remediation or an arbitration session, but everything else from that report is going to be in closed session. Four managers report. Jeff Bryant, general manager, Fireball Canal Water District, reported there was an all-hands-on-deck management on the Mendota Pool during the floods, and there will be a board election coming up this year. John Wiersma, general manager, San Luis Canal Company, reported deliveries are up and a capital project financing effort will soon start. Jarrett Martin, GM Central California Irrigation District, said they are fighting aquatic weeds and setting up tours of the area. For Columbia Canal Company, as you may recall, we lost general manager Randy Houck lately, and Cardella expressed the sense of loss all the CCC is experiencing. He thanked their staff for stepping up and for all the help from the other ex-con members that have been provided to get Columbia through this time. Info in closed session. White reported the Ag Leadership Program will be coming through, and there will be a tour and dinner. He said there's been a big benefit to have this Ag Leadership Program become aware of the exchange contractors. And he thanked the board for its support. And that was that. That's all there was. The meeting went into closed session at 8:38 a.m. for 7 items. Be good to yourself and others. This was a short meeting. And the opinions expressed in this report are those of the author and do not represent any advertisers or third parties. Thank you for listening. Be sure and drop us a line. Give us a call at Water Rights. We'd love to hear from you.